This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl, and the word of the day today is feed, as in news feed, or Facebook feed, or Twitter feed, that theoretically personalized flow of social media information on your network of choice. A funny thing happened on the way to my Twitter feed this week. I started noticing posts from people I don't follow. It wasn't a glitch or a bug. It was, it turns out, Twitter deciding for itself what it wanted me to see. Kurt Wagner covers social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
First steps first, I suppose. What exactly is it that Twitter is doing here?
Well, what Twitter's doing is they're taking popular tweets and they're inserting them into user feeds. And a lot of these tweets are showing up from people that they're not following. So, for example, I may not follow CNN, but I may start seeing tweets from CNN in my feed because people that I do follow like CNN, and they're engaging with those tweets.
Okay, but I don't want to see tweets from CNN in my feed. I mean, what's the Twitter rationale here?
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the problem that Twitter's going to have to face, is that they're trying to encourage people to discover new content. Some people, that's going to rub them the wrong way. They're not going to care what their friends like. They follow people because that's who they want to hear from. But as Twitter tries to grow its user base and encourage people to continue to engage with the service, they need to show them what's out there that they haven't yet discovered.
And a translation of grow the user base would be, in the long run, to somehow make them more money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more users they have, the more that they can go to advertisers and say, hey, our user base is bigger. We know more information about the people who are using the service. And, of course, the more engaged you are, the more signals that you're giving them, hey, I'm favoriting this tweet, I'm retweeting this tweet. That kind of shows what you're interested in, and that enables them to, you know, target you more efficiently with ads.
Right. This is, when I saw the story yesterday, the first thing I thought of was Facebook, right? Because this is a little bit the Facebookization of Twitter, because Facebook does the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Throw stuff in your feed that you don't necessarily want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So Facebook is, you know, long been known for their newsfeed algorithm. And essentially, they're tinkering with it all the time. They're trying to figure out, okay, so you may have 1,000 friends on Facebook. Obviously, you don't want to see posts and updates from 1,000 people every day. So they're trying to figure out which people matter the most to you and show you that content. And this is kind of the first time that Twitter's been doing something similar. They, you know, this is an algorithm that they're using as well.
Yeah, the risk, of course, is that people are going to either just speed scroll through their feed and go straight to the top and blow past all these other things because they're from people they don't recognize, or just stop being on there at all. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the great things about Twitter all this time is that you've really been able to personalize what you see, right? I mean, you're only seeing tweets from people you choose to follow. If you don't care to hear what Kurt Wagner has to say, you don't have to follow me on Twitter, and that's totally fine.
Right.
But
course,
what this
now,
is doing
I have to, now I have to go follow
now,
you so I can
now you have
you.
To follow
that's
me right. and hear right. what I'm hear what I have to say. And so I think that's going to rub some people the wrong way, of course, is because, you know, they feel like they're losing control over what they see.
You can, should you so choose, follow Kurt Wagner on Twitter, at KurtWagner8. He covers social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kai. I appreciate it.